Meanwhile, about 20 or so critics of healthcare reform gathered this morning in front of the federal building in Tampa, which also houses the district office of Florida U.S. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. Dick Richards from St. Petersburg held aloft a sign that read, "Give me liberty, but not death." He said reform was necessary, but not if it came with higher taxes.
We now have Medicare, which is a government-run insurance company. We have a lot of free clinics around the country sponsored by Medicaid. So we have essentially a lot of the pieces in place, and reform is one thing, but just additional taxation won't work.
But we do have, you know, over 40 million, you know, give or take, uninsured. Do you think it's a noble thing, or do you think it's an unwise thing to try to get those people insured?
Through the private sector, that would be great, but not through the government. Absolutely not through the government.
Well, I guess that's the problem, though, right? I mean, the private sector doesn't want to insure them in many cases. I mean, if they don't have a job, as we know, most people get their insurance through their jobs. It's very expensive to get insurance on your own if you don't have a job. So
there's the potential reform, is to reform the private sector, but not the government. Every time the government has a program, it means additional taxes. And I know some people are going to say, well, I'm not going to pay the taxes. I'm going to let the rich pay the taxes. But when the rich pay the taxes, it trickles down and everybody pays the taxes. So every single government program is a tax program, and we just can't have those anymore.
Rebecca Kahn spends time in both Jacksonville and Tampa. She agrees that healthcare reform is needed, but not the kind she's hearing from President Obama and congressional Democrats.
There are issues with pre-existing conditions and portability and expense, but there are things that could be done that would not require the complete dismantling of our existing system. We have a very good system. I think they need to look at more free market solutions because the market serves the needs.
John from Dunedin carried a sign that read, "Government health care will make you sick."
Anytime you have the government in position to control the distribution of health care, you can have the government in control of other aspects of your life in determining whether you can obtain that health care. That's one thing that bothers me in particular. Another thing is the economic principles behind a public option just don't make sense. You know, the president the other day referenced UPS and FedEx doing well and the post office not, and now he wants to turn our health care system into something that resembles the post office? I don't think so. There's not any innovation there.
Well, let me say this. It seems to me that he was saying in some part, because a lot of people have been saying if you let the government run it, that will run out the private insurers. His point was it hasn't run out UPS and Federal Express. They're doing okay with the government involved as well.
Well, the point is the government is involved with the post office. You constantly see your rates hiked, whether or not consumers are demanding the product more or whether or not there's real innovation or better performance there. So the fact of the matter is when you use the post office example, you should consider whether or not the post office should have been replaced by FedEx or UPS, not whether we can keep the post office alive.